You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Partly sunny skies this afternoon, a high today in the mid-30s. It's 31 in Murray. Pleased to welcome Stephen Keen in the studios of WKMS, along with Kate Lochte, talking about You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, which opens Friday at Playhouse in the Park, right?
Yes, opens Friday.
Well, you're a good man, Stephen Keen, to be here to speak about it. You've been working on this show for a while.
Yes, since about the middle of January.
Tell us about your cast.
We have a great cast. There's six main characters. The lead, Charlie Brown, is Jake Hunter, who is not a newcomer to Playhouse by any means. We also have Lucy being played by Kayla Little. We have Linus, who is a newcomer to Playhouse. His name is Logan Mattingly. Then we have, we decided to go female with Snoopy. So our Snoopy
right
is
on.
Phoebe Schaun, who has a great comedic flair. We also have Laren Jackson from Mayfield. She's playing Sally in the show. And to round out the cast of main characters, we have another newcomer. His name is Chase McCoy, and he is playing Schroeder.
Now, what do you like best about this production?
What I like best about the production is that you can use a lot of simple set pieces and things like that to make the show work. It doesn't take a whole lot of props and set pieces and all the stuff that you have to move on and off stage. So really, we have a doghouse, a doctor's booth for Lucy, and a bunch of blocks. And that's all of the set pieces that we have.
But the music.
Yes, and the music is great to this show. Lot of fun songs, especially we're doing something a little different with the show by having a children's cast. The show was actually created for adults to play the characters for kids, but we're using a children's cast, and the music just fits them very well, and it's a lot of fun, upbeat music.
Now, we've got a recording of Christian Chenoweth doing My New Philosophy on Broadway that we'll hear in a little bit. Tell us about the other songs.
The main song, called You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, the show is set up to kind of take you through the typical day in the life of Charlie Brown. So a lot of the songs have to do with different things that go on in his life as well as the other main characters. One of my other favorite songs in the show is one of Snoopy's songs called Supper Time. And Snoopy is just starving and needs his food, so he sings a song about supper time and how it's the greatest time of the day for him. So it's got a little gospel background from the cast comes in and joins in and sings a chorus of gospel music along with Snoopy. So it's a fun tune.
I expect you'll be playing to packed houses. This is such a popular piece.
Yeah, and like I said, with kids, we have 14 kids in the show in all, and they have all put in a lot of hard work, and they've all just been spectacular. We've had Savannah Poor, who is a newcomer to choreography, come in and choreograph the songs for the kids to dance to, and the choreography looks great. The kids sound great, and you can tell they're just having a fun time with the show.
Who's doing the music for them? Are they singing to recorded pieces?
Actually, we're using live music with Lisa Cope is playing piano for them. So,
wow, that's always a treat to have live music in
yes.
the house. I would be remiss were I not to ask about the plot, but something tells me that it's a loose plot.
Yeah, it's really, as I said, it's based on a typical day in the life of Charlie Brown. So you see everything from them having lunch to him starting off the day being late for school to the nighttime when they're all trying to figure out what they're going to do before they go to bed and things like that. So it just goes through a typical day in the life of Charlie Brown.
Well, the comic strip cut right down the middle, joining adults and kids in a kind of a sophisticated view of life, but also one that was readily accessible by young people.
Definitely, yeah. I think, you know, a lot of the topics that this show deals with definitely relates to kids in their teens and early teenagers. There is a couple of sections that deal with Charlie Brown having a little love interest. He has a crush on the little redheaded girl that he goes to school with. And so that's something, you know, that everybody goes through growing up. You may have a crush on somebody and you don't know whether they feel the same way about you and things like that. Or he's wanting to see if she's going to bring him a Valentine, or how does he give some girl that he likes a Valentine without embarrassing himself. So there's little situations like that in the show that they're definitely amazing. They're entertaining to adults and it's funny to adults, but it's things that kids also actually go through.
When you are directing, I noticed you said that one of your cast members, was it Phoebe Schoen, who has amazing comedic timing. Is timing the foremost thing you have to get drilled
yeah,
in?
Yeah, I think it's very important, and especially in theater, because when you're dealing with a show that deals with a lot of comedy, definitely you want to make sure that you have accurate timing with your fellow actor and how the audience is going to see that all come off. You know, it's a big, timing is a big part of theater, I think.
Well, it must be pretty interesting working with a cast of kids with some pretty precise language and comedy at the same time.
Yeah, it is, and it's and definitely with working with some of the newcomers, it's teaching them how to slow their speech down so it's not as fast as they want. They want it to be kind of fast, and I'm like, oh, people are not going to be able to understand you. They're not going to be able to hear you. It's like, slow it down a little bit so that we can take in everything that you're saying and really understand what's going on in the show. But I think this is it's a perfect show to teach kids that have never been involved in theater the ropes, basically, you know, because you're not dealing with a lot of set pieces. You're dealing with the actual material and teaching them, you know, this is what's going on and this is how you convey this to the audience.
How many years have you been involved at Playhouse in the Park now?
I've been involved since 2000, but funny enough, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown was the first show I directed in 2001. So it's the first show that I actually directed. And that cast, Adam Blodgett, who is now a graduate of Fordham University, theater graduate, he is now like 24. And so, you know, it's...
And you're still the same age.
And I'm still the same age. Still young at heart.
If you go to the show at Playhouse in the Park, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, you're probably going to come out giggling.
Probably.
So give us the show times and ticket prices, etc.
All right. The show opens this Friday, and it runs through March the 10th. Show dates are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fridays and Saturdays at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sundays at 2:30 p.m. Ticket prices are, I think...
$8 to $11.
$8 to $11, yeah. We just had a whole new thing online, so
is a whole new thing online. It looks great.
It's great. We have a new site, the Vendini site. But the only difference now is that there were some surcharges that you kind of have to pay when you get your ticket. But yeah, they're between $8 and $11.
So Playhouse in the Park is going the way of all institutions with surcharges.
Well, we kind of had to follow suit because we wanted to make sure that when you go online to buy a ticket, that it's there when you get there and another person does not have the same ticket as you. So,
and you want to make sure Playhouse in the Park stays there.
Correct. So this was an effort to help the audience as well as Playhouse in the Park.
So anyway, the new website looks great and it's easy to use. It's playhouseinthepark.net, and you go to something like Ticketmaster, only different.
Correct.
Vendini.com. Never heard of it, but it's there and it seems to work real well. Stephen Kane, thank you for being with us and have a great show.
Thanks for having me.